WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. For the first time in years, the city of Bryan has produced a State of the City report. City Manager Keene Register shared a video with city department heads and officials with the Bryan School District and Brazos County about all the accomplishments for the fiscal year that ended September 30th.
Today I want to share with you the outstanding job that our City of Bryan employees in all departments have done for the citizens of Bryan and the businesses in Bryan this past year. More than any other purpose, I want this report to serve as a reminder to Bryan residents that they have a wonderful group of highly dedicated employees working for the City of Bryan, and I honestly couldn't be more proud of them.
The video, which will also be used in economic development recruitment, can be seen on our website at WTAW.com. College Station voters have a choice of two candidates in both races for city council in this year's election.
Topics covered in last week's Chamber of Commerce candidates forum included the concept of neighborhood integrity. Linda Harvell, who is running for the Place 5 council seat, called for having historic protection in older neighborhoods.
The city has not walked the talk in protecting neighborhood integrity. I invite you to come drive through the older neighborhoods. We do not have the Homeowners Association to protect us.
Julie Schultz says the council has been talking with affected citizens to understand neighborhood issues.
Recently, we just hired new code enforcement officers to try to maintain some more priorities on maintenance and parking and things like that. So I think we're doing a good job in making inroads.
Early voting continues through this evening at 8, and join WTAW for election night results and reaction. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The San Antonio City Council has approved one of the largest water transfer deals in Texas history. The $3.4 billion deal will pipe in 16 billion gallons of water a year for 30 years from several aquifers west of College Station. The council majority says without the water, employers will leave town. A former president of Texas A&M has been named permanent director of the university's Norman Borlaug Institute for International Agriculture.
Dr. Elsa Morano is not new to the Norman Borlaug Institute. She was named interim director of the institute in June 2012, but Dr. Morano can now call it her permanent home.
I'm happy to be doing this and serving the Aggie community and serving, you know, the people around the world and carrying this legacy of Dr. Borlaug that is so important.
Dr. Morano says the Institute's mission is to help improve the lives of poor farmers and their families around the world. For more information, go online to borlaug.tamu.edu. And to hear the full interview with the director, go online to WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A year and a half ago, the fertilizer plant explosion in West took out the town's middle and high schools. Groundbreaking of a new $50 million campus took place Thursday. State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County, whose district includes West, was among those in attendance.
You could hear it in the sophomore and freshmen's remarks that they were excited that they were going to get to graduate from this new facility.
Cassell says the city's second replacement water well is online, and bids went out last week on replacing streets. Photos of the groundbreaking from Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who was in attendance, and the design of the new school are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, we're approaching 6:10. It's 60 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
When you're deciding who to vote for as Justice of the Peace Precinct 4, you want someone who's experienced. That is Luis Garcia. He's a small business owner who values faith, family, and freedom. He's also got 8 years of experience as a constable and is dedicated to being tough but fair on crime. Your best decision for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4 is Luis Garcia. Look for Lewis. Timeless commitment. Proven leadership.
Paid for by Lewis Garcia campaign. Johnny Yepes, treasurer.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine today, it'll be breezy and not quite as warm as it has been. Temperatures today up to about 75, that's it. It'll be clear overnight with lows somewhere between 40 and 45. High pressure continues to build our way with cooler weather tomorrow. Sunshine, high of 65. Clear tomorrow night, lows are going to be anywhere from 40 to 45. Sunday, we'll have a mixture of clouds and sun with highs between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Zach Taylor's high school football report on the rug, a rundown with the Aggies and Louisiana Monroe. And Aggie soccer clinches the SEC title. And we'll have all of that and more coming up in sports at 6:50.
All right. So it's the school resource officer who accidentally pepper sprayed himself while trying to arrest a person who wasn't supposed to be on campus. The resource officer from the Cobb County Schools confronted said person, wasn't supposed to be at the high school. When he tried to arrest the individual, the resource officer used pepper spray, but the wind ended up blowing the spray into his face as well as the individual's, allowing the person to escape. That's what YouTube's for, I guess. I haven't seen it. I don't know. It doesn't have a link here to the video, so probably not there. But how does that work for the resource officer today as they go back to school? You know,
Judging by what I know about pepper spray, he's still hurting.
Yeah, but and can probably see because he'll have red on his face. Presume. I mean, pointing and laughing, is that what we're going to have now? Is that it? It's gonna be a good
day. I would think especially if it's a school.
Chatting in the break room about that.
Oh, no, the students.
Yeah, them too. Yeah. We
got a lot of information.
I mean, it was either that or a story on cow poop. Oh, wait, we'll do that one too.
Of course we will.
It's because we're distracted by our costumes this morning.
I guess Scott's feeling a little salty after his pepper story.
Very nice. That's very good. Okay, here we go. Free humor.
Here they go again. That same small, self-appointed group and their backward-thinking cronies are trying to hold Brian back. On the November 4th ballot, you'll see their latest attempt to smother economic growth in the form of three proposed charter amendments. Don't be fooled by harmless-sounding ballot language. Charter Amendments 1, 2, and 3 would have disastrous long-term consequences for the city we love. The Eagle calls these proposals vague, unworkable, and possibly unconstitutional. But you can help protect Brian. On Election Day, don't let these extremists destroy Brian's future by handcuffing our city leaders. Vote no on City Charter Amendments 1, 2, and 3, and let our city council do the job you elected them to do. Early voting continues through October 31st, and Election Day is Tuesday, November 4th. Learn more about these ridiculous proposals at protectbrian.com.
Paid political ad by the Texas Association of Realtors issues mobilization pack.
Looks like October 31st here, that'd be day 304, means 61 of them to go. It's National Magic Day. So there.
Alexander.
It's Caramel Apple Day.
Mm.
Now, did you ever make caramel apples at home?
Rapples.
Yeah, now see, that's not the same. See, and that's why I was trying to get a story, because, you know, Ed O'Herlihy's voice, he was the voice for Kraft Foods, always made it so easy, you know, it just seemed like it'd be really easy to, you know, dip this full-sized apple into this giant cauldron of caramel. Well, first it would take about four packages of Kraft caramels, and Mom's going to make you unwrap them because this is your deal, right?
Yeah.
So then you got the little sticky pieces of paper all over the island there in the kitchen. And then you got to put them in there. And, of course, you want to microwave it. But then back when I was that young, they didn't have microwaves. So then you're going to put this into a pan. And, oh, wait, there aren't enough. And so you're going to have to melt some more. So now, you know, you're 9 years old and it's already taken an eternity and you haven't even melted the caramel yet. And you think it's going to be so easy just to dip it in there because you've got the perfect temperature, just like they did in the TV commercial.
Of course.
Yeah. And then you swirl it around, and then you take it out. And, of course, as you're taking it to the wax paper, it drips on the burner.
Wait a minute. Is this a reliving of a...
No, it's not. This is reality. No, this is reality. And then, you know, then you've got...
Because it sounds like there's some emotional scars here, Scott.
And then you've got four of them there. And, of course, one of them's got more globs on it than the other. And then it drips down to the bottom, you know, where you end up having this kind of straight edge thing of caramel. And the deal is the Rapples probably made it a lot easier. And whoever came up with that was smart. Because here's the deal. Who's going to clean up the caramel? You've already tasted enough of it as you're making these things. You're sick of it. You don't want any more. So mom's got to get the wooden spoon and take all that stuff and scrape it out. And then I just want you to think about trying to clean caramel off a metal pan. How much fun that is. So,
and more frustrating than all of that?
Yeah.
People who say caramel.
Yeah, them too. And then when you try to eat it, you can't. Yeah. Anyway. Caramel apple day. Enjoy it. It's easier just to go to McDonald's now and get their...
That empanada?
Yeah. Well, no, they have their tasty and refreshing. Oh, well, I was in the grocery-torium yesterday. You can buy apple slices with a little caramel dipping thing there, right there. All right, let's see. It's a trick-or-treater beggar's night. It's books for treats. That's kind of a neat idea. It's Frankenstein Friday. It's increasing your psychic powers day, but you probably already knew that. And it's national...
Knock on wood day?
No, knock knock day.
Oh.
So I'm going to find some knock knock jokes today to do. So there.
Oh,
all right.
Goody.
For birthdays.
We start off with Willow Smith, who is 14 years old. She is a one hit wonder so far, anyway.
Okay.
Vanilla Ice is 47. Daryl Worley.
Yeah.
What was that?
That ice, man. That's Vanilla Ice, man. Yeah,
Daryl Worley, the country singer, is 50. Rob Schneider is 51. Dermot Mulroney is 51 as well. Peter Jackson's 53. He directed a couple movies.
Yeah.
The Lord of the Rings things.
Oh, yeah, that worked.
Xavier Roberts, 59 years old. Any idea?
No idea.
He created the Cabbage Patch.
Oh.
Hey.
Hope he invested well.
59 years old. Jane Pauley's 64.
Mm-hmm.
David Ogden Stiers is 72. Charles Winchester III.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Rather, 83 years old. Dick Guthrie, the guy that played Jaime the Robot in Get Smart, is 83.
Goodness.
And the guy that stayed in the spaceship.
Yeah.
Michael Collins is really? 84 today.
Yeah. He took pictures. All right.
That's it?
Piper Perabo, she's 38. Know her from some TV show. I don't remember what it was.
Orange
made
is the
a
new
big
black.
Impression up here.
Yeah, he really did. Yeah. No, it's something else. I don't know. All right. That's it for Saturday. Well. You know, we'll do that later because it's the first day of the month and we're running behind and who cares what all those months are. But it's also, see, I'm not organized. Ah, here we go. It's Saturday is also, excuse me, the anniversary of the invention of the hockey mask by Jacques Plante.
Yep.
Now, who's the first guy who comes on there with a hockey mask, you know? And did he have to put up with some grief from the other players?
No, he actually had a horrible facial laceration.
Oh, well, perfect then. Right.
He had already been hitting the bean, and they got the mask.
They didn't make fun of him then. All right, for birthdays.
Max Bulthalter is 17 years old from Parenthood and The Purge. Natalie Tina is 30 from Soap Opera with Swords. Matt George is 33 from Breaking Bad. Bo Bice, the singer from American Idol, 39 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny McCarthy is 42. Toni Collette is 42. Sophie B. Hawkins is 47. Big Kenny Alfine, big and rich, he's 51.
Okay.
Rick Allen is 51. He's the one-armed drummer from Def Leppard. That's an answer to a trivia question.
Okay.
Anthony Kiedis is 52 from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Tim Cook is 54. He's the guy that runs Apple. Fernando Valenzuela.
Hmm.
Remember him? He's 54. Lyle Lovett is 57.
Oh,
Bobby. Maggie's. Yeah, that's right. Bobby the Brain Heenan is 70 years old. Larry Flint is 72, and Whisperin' Bill Anderson, 77 years old on Saturday.
Not his hair. Oh, sorry. And Kinky Friedman, Kinky Friedman, 70 on Saturday. Sunday is Plan Your Epitaph Day. Ooh, all right. Book Lover's Day, Deviled Egg Day,
Bleh.
Cookie Monster Day.
Cookie.
And Zero Tasking Day. Wow. Does that mean you don't have to do anything?
Well, it's daylight saving time, so you get an extra hour to do nothing.
Them too, and the birthdays.
David Schwimmer, 48. Nelly is 40. Katie Lang is 53. Michael Buffer is 70.
Oh, let's get ready.
And his brother's the one that does the intro for A&M football.
Yeah.
Keith Emerson from the Emerson, Lake, and Palmer is 70. 70 Power, 72. And Pat Buchanan, 76 years old.
Jay Black, Jay of the Americans, 76 years old. Wow. Wonder if he can still sing that song. And J.D. Souther, 69. All right, that's it. 620.
Now, here's the Morning Sean Hannity update. According to a recent poll, 63% of you, the American people, believe the president delayed the latest enrollment period for Obamacare until after the election for purely political purposes. Now, the administration probably has good reason to do this. Now, that's because health care premiums are set to skyrocket by as much as 78% for many Americans. And as health care costs are increasing, the number of doctors participating in Obamacare is dropping. New survey shows that over 214,000 doctors will not participate in the new plans created by Obamacare. It's no wonder that opposition to Obamacare has now grown since 2010. And more importantly, opposition to the core principle of Obamacare has grown tremendously. Americans no longer believe that it's the government's role to make sure that everyone has health insurance. Well, finally, people are catching up. Thank goodness.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pete's Parrot Emporium.
Pete? Pete?
How may I help you?
Help! Help! Help!
Be quiet!
Help. Quiet!
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 Silence!
If only everything in business was as easy as Wix. Wix's drag-and-drop website builder makes it simple to create your stunning website yourself. Just choose a design from hundreds of beautiful Wix templates and customize it however you want. Go to Wix.com today. It's easy and free.
Wix.com.
Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st, or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now, with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. The door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment.
My home, my savings.
The Sean Hannity Update is brought to you by Rainy Night at CR Systems Incorporated. Don't delay. Contact Roofer Girl with CR Systems, Inc. today. That's Rainy Night, Class of 90. Go to AggieRoofExpert.com.
Here's Rainy Night, Class of 90, also known as Roofer Girl, with CR Systems, Inc.
This message is for building owners, large or small, or for property managers. The largest amount of phone calls we get at CR Systems, Inc. are emergency phone calls. We've got a leak and we've got to have it fixed now. What we like to do once we're there and get the leak under control is formulate a plan for your building and know what your goals are, if they're long-term or short-term, and develop a plan and not react to emergencies.
You can find Roofer Girl at AggielandRoofingExpert.com.
Starbucks will get attention today. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Starbucks reported fiscal fourth quarter sales for U.S. stores that have been open at least a year were up nearly 5% from the prior fourth quarter, but that fell short of Wall Street forecasts. Starbucks brought back its popular pumpkin spice latte earlier than usual this year, but the drink did not boost business as much as expected. Earnings for the latest quarter were in line with expectations. Starbucks announced it will offer food and beverage delivery in some markets starting next year. The nationwide rollout of mobile ordering and payment is also planned for 2015. The delivery service will start in the second half. Stock market futures are well into positive territory, pointing to an early rally this morning. A network hardware failure forced the New York Stock Exchange to switch its trading operations to a disaster recovery center in Chicago yesterday afternoon. Normal trading is expected on the big board today. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
You've been lied to. Being overweight is not about overeating, not exercising, or a lack of self-control. Diets, gyms, and pills can't fix it. It's your hormones. Go to 44skinny.com for a free video where Dr. Steven Siskin explains the four hormonal barriers to weight loss in men and women over 40.
When I first started losing the weight, all my clothes were falling off. I got some skinny jeans, and my husband is chasing me around the table again. I couldn't be happier.
Go to 44skinny.com to see this riveting free video. That's 44skinny.com.
Attention Xarelto users! If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto, a prescription blood thinner, and suffered serious internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, stroke, or even death, you could be entitled to compensation. Time is limited to file your claim, so call now for a free consultation. 800-990-1434. 800-990-1434. This is an advertisement, not attorney-paid spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, San Diego, California.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Now, I don't want to be a sad sack or a wet blanket, but tonight's a big night. It's Halloween. So instead of my normal jocularity at this time of day, I thought perhaps being serious was a better use of my time. Now, I've covered Halloween in some form or fashion on the radio for, say, 20 years or so. I don't remember ever seeing a statistic like this. Here's a reminder to be extra, extra careful when you're out tonight. If you're watching, watch out for cars. If you're driving, don't hit anybody. According to AAA, from 2000 to 2009, Halloween night is the most deadly time of year for pedestrians. And obviously, it's especially dangerous for children. For the past 22 years, there has been more than twice as many kids killed by cars on Halloween than any other night of the year. The most dangerous time is between 6 and 7 p.m., and more than 70% of the accidents happen away from crosswalks or intersections. And while we're buzz-killing Halloween night, might as well throw in the National Fire Protection Association. They say that more than 1,000 homes catch on fire because of Halloween decorations every year. So just be mindful this Halloween, okay? Now that's it for the kiddos, and here's one for us grown-ups. If you're going to snatch some of your kid or grandkids' candy, here's what you'll need to do to get rid of it. That's in air quotes. If you eat the fun-sized package of peanut M&Ms, about 90 calories, you're going to have to run for 8 minutes. How about Starburst? Love those. If you have 8 of them, that's 160 calories. That's going to cost you 12 minutes of running or 28 minutes on a bike. Now onto the best two candies ever made, at least according to me. If you get Tootsie Rolls, that's going to take you a 20-minute bike ride to get rid of. Or Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. If you have 5 of the minis, that's about 220 calories, which means 17-minute jog, 15-minute swim, or 39 minutes on the bike. Again, all kidding aside, no matter where you're driving tonight, slow down, be mindful of the little ones, because one of them might be mine. And that's my commentary, brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They actually have an on-site jeweler that can do jewelry repair within a day or two. In my case, it was right at a day. And they've got a great variety of jewelry to buy brand new or heirloom stuff. To find out more, go to David's Jewelry and Coins, that's plural, davidsjewelryandcoins.com. Or you can find them in the Hurricane Harry Shopping Center. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening, and happy Halloween.
Hi, I'm Kyle in Cardona, and I'm asking for your support and vote to be your next Bryan City Councilman for District 4. I was raised to learn the meaning of hard work and dedication. It's these principles that I have adopted and have assisted me to serve others by listening to the issues that matter most to you. I'm not a politician, but I'm a citizen that wants future generations to experience the Bryan we all know and love. I believe in Bryan. You believe in Bryan. Please vote with me.
Paid for by Kyle in Cardona Campaign, Glenn Duhon, Treasurer.
Good morning. It's 628, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Norma G. Tractor, your number one Kubota dealer. Go to normagtractor.com. 58 right now. Yeah. Going to be 74 today and rather breezy. Winds about 15 to 20 miles an hour this afternoon. Be out of the north and maybe gusting up to 25, as a matter of fact. Tonight, chilly, about 40 degrees. And tomorrow, sunshine won't get above 65. Winds will be out of the east at 5 to 10. 41 degrees for our low temperature on Saturday night as well. Now, Sunday, a little bit different, 70 degrees, and the winds are going to come around a little bit out of the east, and our low will be 56 on Saturday night. Then we're up in the upper 70s on Monday and Tuesday. Chance of rain, in fact, is what they're telling us now, 20% on Monday night and a 40% on Tuesday. We're not there yet, so we're not sure it's going to happen, but that's what they've got for us. And again, right now, pretty pleasant out there. We're looking at fair skies and 57 degrees.
Of course, you know that exercise is good for your health, but did you know specifically that it is good for your eye health? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
In addition to all the things exercise is good for, it also turns out, according to a new study, to be good for your eyes.
In fact, this study showed that physical activity over a 20-year period decreased your risk of having poor vision by a whopping 60%.
Ophthalmologist Dr. Neil Adams, author of the book Healthy Vision, says eating right is great for your eyes, and it's not just about carrots.
Broccoli, kale, red cabbage, parsley, and they each contain a broad array of natural nutrients that can really work wonders for our eyes.
We've known for some time that vitamin C helps prevent cataracts.
Now, here's the catch. If you take vitamin C pills by themselves, a study that just came out this year showed that it actually increases the risk of cataracts. Vitamin C by itself becomes a toxic chemical called dehydroascorbate that results in cataract formation.
Many people suffer from dry eyes, and that too may be the result of bad nutrition.
Without good nutrition, the tears don't work as well, and you may not have as much tears as you need, so the front of your eye starts to dry out. And good nutrition can reverse that.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Water from west of College Station is headed to San Antonio, 16 billion gallons a day, in what's believed to be one of the largest water deals in Texas history. San Antonio Councilman Joe Cryer responded to opponents who wanted to delay a final decision.
Many have suggested that we should kick this can down the road, but I think what you have suggested is that if we kick this can down the road, there's not going to be a can down there when we get down the road, because somebody else will have taken all of this water.
Dozens of opponents, including Russell Seal, said the plan was being pushed through without proper public input.
I am still very confused and very worried about this project, that we're not getting community support. We may have buy into water that we build into growth and it not be available in the future.
Water rates in San Antonio will increase 16% with the approval of the Vista Ridge Water Plan. The permanent director for the Norman Borlaug Institute for International Agriculture at Texas A&M is a former president of the university.
Earlier this month, Dr. Elsa Morano's position as interim director of the Norman Borlaug Institute came to a close, and her permanent one began. Dr. Morano says she's happy to serve the Aggie community and people around the world.
It's a wonderful thing to be doing, and I think it's very timely as well. So many important issues that are happening around the world that are affecting us. And I think lots of people have been realizing that this is what we need to be doing.
Dr. Morano says carrying on the legacy of Dr. Borlaug, a man who saved millions of lives, is a great honor. For more information on the Institute's mission, go online to borlaug.tamu.edu. To listen to the entire interview with Dr. Morano, go online to WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The city of Bryan has not produced a state of the city report for years, so administrators decided for the first time to put together a video containing highlights during the fiscal year ending September 30th.
The report you're about to see will not only provide the public with a report card on how their city is performing, but will also be used by the city for economic development recruitment purposes, which was a tool that was requested some time ago by our city council.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada introduced the video to fellow department heads and to representatives of the Bryan School District in Brazos County. The city also unveiled a social media campaign using the hashtag BetterInBryan. Online at WTAW.com, you can see the city's video. Early voting continues through this evening at 8 in College Station. There are two contested races for city council.
Julie Schultz and Linda Harvell are vying for the Place 5 council seat. Subjects covered during last week's Chamber of Commerce candidates forum included the recently revised rental registration program. Julie Schultz says the council continues to work out some kinks.
There's a lot of times the information isn't used correctly, but I think we're making headway and we're doing the right thing in putting that code enforcement as part of this to help back up the issues related to rental registration.
Linda Harvell supports the four-bedroom, four-bath regulation.
It's something that should be very renter-friendly. The reality is the neighborhoods, and once again, I'll circle back around to the older neighborhoods, not just the historic neighborhoods, the older neighborhoods, you can only handle so much infrastructure, so much traffic.
Catch all the election night results and reaction on WTAW. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The recovery continues in West. A year and a half since the fertilizer plant's explosion killed 15 and injured 260. State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County, whose district also includes West, attended the groundbreaking of the town's new $50 million high school and middle school.
Equipment was behind us, ready to start, and we just had to get all the dignitaries and the people out of the way so construction can begin.
Cassell says bids went out last week to replace streets and the town's second new water well just went online. He says the town will be recognized by the legislature next year on Ash Wednesday. Online at WTAW.com are photos from Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who was also at the groundbreaking, along with the architect's drawing of the new campus. That Federal Trade Commission lawsuit against Texas-based AT&T is likely to hinge on the definition of the word unlimited.
The feds are accusing AT&T of offering unlimited data but engaging in a practice called throttling, which makes data after a certain amount move very slowly on the network. Attorney Charles Hush says AT&T will argue they are providing unlimited data.
So the consumers who are actually who have been buying this, that they would have considered that the word unlimited meant unlimited at the same speed.
Hush says the FTC complaint is likely to change the terms that all cell phone companies make with their customers. This is Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
It's time to kick off another exciting season. Hi, I'm Tim Light, and with me is Bubba Dixon. One thing is certain, we have an impressive front line at Tom Light Chevrolet.
That's right, Tim. Half-ton, three-quarter-ton, and one-ton Chevy Silverados. The longest-lasting trucks. The experts say nobody can beat our team or our prices.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we make buying a new car or truck easy and affordable.
It's so easy. Just shop, click, drive. You'll do all your shopping online. We'll even deliver your new Chevy to your home or office. It's really that easy.
Let me tell you, it doesn't get any better. And with the largest selection in the Brazos Valley, you're sure to find what you're looking for.
Go to TomLight.com, compare our prices, and you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Come see us at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Only at Tom Light Chevrolet on East Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy, find new roads.
The clock's running out, so I'm going to call an audible. Here's our play. We'll keep prices low, give more for trades, and offer the best coverage in town with the TLC plan.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Texas A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Texas A&M Transportation Services wants you to know all about the convenient game day parking for $15 and $20. Public pay parking lots are located off University Drive in Stotzert, near the Bonfire Memorial, Veterinary Medical Center, Bush Library, and Central and Northside parking garages. There are free shuttles that run the mini campus lots, as well as the Get to the Grid shuttle to and from Post Oak Mall. For more information, please visit the new destination Aggieland app or transport.tamu.edu.
I'm WTAW News Director Bill Oliver, inviting you to join the most complete and immediate election night coverage in the Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Prosperity Bank, we'll start with our comprehensive coverage live from the Brazos Center and stay with it until the final results are tallied. Election night coverage Tuesday night, November 4th, starts at 7, sponsored by Prosperity Bank, where you'll find real bankers, not just a bank. Prosperity Bank, member FDIC. Election night coverage on News Talk 1620, WTAW, and online at WTAW.com.
Howdy, I am former Mayor Ben White, and I support Linda Harville for College Station City Council Place 5, along with my five former mayor colleagues. Linda has a strong commitment to neighborhood integrity and will manage our city's growth and infrastructure in a smart and sustainable manner, making sure that our existing neighborhoods aren't forgotten along the way. I encourage you to join me in voting for Linda Harville for College Station City Council Place 5. We need her leadership and insight. Learn more at LindaHarvilleForCouncil.com.
Paid for by the Linda Harville Campaign, Ben White Treasurer.
Let's do some weather. It's 640. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Cooler temperatures arrive across the region today behind a frontal system. Sunshine and breezy with a high of only 75 today. It'll be clear overnight with down to 40 to 45. Tomorrow, if you're headed to the Aggies game, take a jacket. It will be cool. Lots of sunshine. Temperatures only peaking at 65 tomorrow. Clear 40 to 45 tomorrow night. Sunday, a mixture of sun and clouds, a little bit milder. By Sunday, we should be 70 to 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We just took a couple steps in the wrong direction. And, you know, we lost fundamentals and, you know, lost physicality.
And hopefully they will find that against ULM, or at least we'll find out if they will. That's DeCesar Everett. And the coaches have said all week that things were going to be wide open in terms of starters. Well, according to a couple different sources, Kyle Allen will get the nod at quarterback instead of Kenny Hill. We'll have that more on that for Aggie football. Aggie soccer as well wins the SEC title and NCAA game last night of some importance for football, and more coming up in sports here in about 9 minutes.
Watch the end of that Florida State-Louisville game.
Oh, man.
It was great, you know, but it ended... I thought the announcers did not do a good job of creating the drama of the last four downs. I just don't think they did, and you know, which is fine. But it was pretty exciting game, and Louisville kind of ended on a whimper. That's the way I looked at it, right? I mean, you know, but still, it was interesting.
I heard a fun suggestion for Saturday's game.
Uh huh.
Have both of the quarterbacks come out there in the Wildcat. Leave the.
I don't necessarily think that's a bad idea.
Leave the audience guessing. And the other team.
I like that. Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah, we'll see. All right.
Speaking of, have you seen the new uniforms?
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't.
Oh. Man, if uniforms could win games, we'd be on it this season.
The graphics on the helmets
literally
make them look like leather helmets. It's not like it's painted on there.
Yeah.
They've shaded it, and it even looks to the point that they've recreated the stitching.
It's that hydrographics technology.
Yeah, really looks cool. We have it posted from yesterday or the day before on WTAW.com.
Okay. And that brings up just me again. Kind of interesting. And I am not a Florida State fan in any way, shape, or form. Just not. But you notice they haven't fallen into all this stuff. I mean, the uniforms they have now pretty much are what they've had for the last few years. They've got that kind of... You know, around the neck, they have that look of beading, kind of, and or the arrow points. But they haven't fallen into doing a different uniform. They haven't done throwback uniforms, to my knowledge, that I've seen at all. So they're not doing that, which is...
Yeah. You got me curious, because I kind of want to think they did that once.
Okay, well, I don't know. But they don't do it much, that's for sure. Take it or leave it, for whatever that's worth. Okay, experts tell the New York Post Ebola is a lot easier to catch now than health officials first admitted. Okay, it can happen for simple contact with a doorknob. So don't go to work! Don't go to work! It could get Ebolized. Oh.
I wasn't Chicken Little when Ebola was first becoming a news item, but the people who just dismissed it out of hand really irked me.
Yeah, well,
because
sure.
I didn't know. Right. I just felt like it was much easier to get than, flowchart, do you have Ebola? No. You know, it's...
Anyway, if you're sniffing and sneezing and you produce microorganisms that can get, you know, on stuff in a room, if people touch that, they can become infected and... So, where are we going to go? Okay? And I got a story later on, you know, in Oklahoma, they're panicking over a teacher going to Africa. Going to Africa!
Africa's a big continent.
You know, what's interesting is they've got a 21-day quarantine in North Korea. So that's got to... I don't think we've had any... Well, of course, we might not know if they'd had any reports of Ebola in North Korea. All right, real quick, let's see here. interesting situation. You know, we're talking about the possibility of the Senate majority switching next week and an increase in the House majority for Republicans. But the Washington Post reports Republicans also have the opportunity to take control of a record number of state legislative chambers across the country. And this is important.
It is.
The Republican landslide in 2010, the subsequent redistricting process 2 years later, gave the GOP control the nearly unprecedented number of legislative chambers. Today, the party controls 59 of the 98 partisan chambers in 49 states, while Democrats control only 39 chambers. Of course, in the legislature in Nebraska is officially nonpartisan, but that's the way that looks. And we can talk about all the predictions we want. I like to go back to this guy named Nate Silver, if you know who Nate Silver is. Nate Silver used to be a guest on the Louis Belemick show when he worked for Baseball Prospectus. Then he said, I can make more money. I'm going to go ahead and get into the political prediction game. And he did, and he took his model off and started up a website. And when in the Obama reelection, he nailed it.
He did.
He was just dead on.
He was blowing smoke.
Right.
And I had to eat crow.
All right. And I don't know exactly what his methodology is, but it works. 538 is the name of his site. 538, spelled out, .com. This is what he tells us as of yesterday, that Republicans have a 68% chance of winning a majority in the Senate. Democrats have a 31% chance. So we'll see what happens. Again, he says 68-31. That the Republicans will have control, winning a majority in the Senate.
It's a really interesting thing about the prediction industry. You can have a political bent if you want, but you're going to be judged on how right you are.
Well,
who you satisfy leading up to the election.
Notice who you don't see anymore. Dick Morris.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Dick Morris?
He lost his mind on election night.
That's
what happened.
Well, and he's gone off and he's doing fine. He can do that job any place around the world, and he has. He's done work in other countries. But I mean, he lost it right there. Everything that he had, because he decided to go crazy that night, all over Karl Rove, is that right?
Mm-hmm. And all that was missing was yep.
So anyway, he be done, and you're right. You need to go in with the facts rather than a spin at that point, because that means your payday the next time around. All right, 647.
Hello, sir.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin and Accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 1st, it's Feeding the Beef Herd this winter. Feeding depends on many factors and can affect the herd health, body condition, and value. Get all the details this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
As flashy as flowers are, there are some absolutely glorious plants that never produce even one showy blossom. We grow them for their incredible leaves. In fact, there are gardeners among us who use absolutely no flowers at all. They rely totally on the subtle beauty these handsome foliage plants bring to their surroundings. In recognition of the great contributions of fine landscapes, we're going to devote a couple of minutes of tribute to heroic plants of all seasons' spectacular foliage. I'll be back with details right after this message. I can finally offer you the book I've always wanted, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars. Puts them all into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, and it's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. It would make a wonderful Christmas gift item. Now, I self-published this book, so you're not going to find it in stores. You won't find it on Amazon. Only from my office, only from my website.
Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. Chapter 1, Basics of Texas Horticulture. Chapter 2, When to Plant, Prune, Fertilize, and Spray All the Plants in Your Landscape and Garden. Individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also turf, grass, and fruit and vegetables. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769 or go to neilsperry.com. Let's start our talk today with plants with colorful foliage all season long. These plants fall into several different categories. Some are woody plants. Others are annuals or perennials. Some have variegated leaves marked with stripes and streaks and speckles. Speaking to the variegated plants, some have red or pink variegation. Most, however, are mottled with either yellow or white markings. Common examples: gold dust Akuba, variegated privet, variegated liriope, zebra grass, and caladiums. Variegated plants are visually very striking. However, they can also be overpowering. That's especially true of the white and yellow variegated forms, so use them in moderation and position them against the dark green evergreen backdrops. Remember also that iron deficiency leaves its victim plants looking about the same way. You may end up creating a perfectly healthy bed of plants that look like they're about to starve to death. Be very careful in using brightly variegated yellow and white plants. Other plants have leaves that are a variation of green. They're not two-toned, but they're also not normal green. Texas sage, artemisias, purple plums, forest pansy red buds. Some of the Japanese maples and red leaf barberries all fit into the category. Again, these plants are handsome, but they can also be overpowering if used in excess. Use them with taste and moderation. Also, as a precaution with gray-leafed plants, move carefully there. They look wonderful in the garden center, but they can make a garden seem very cold and unfriendly. Use them as dramatic accents, not as the entire landscape. Then you have plants with seasonally colorful foliage. This primarily addresses fall foliage color. Some of the trees and shrubs turn red, like Schumard red oak, Japanese maples, crepe myrtles, Chinese pistachio, sweet gums, and dogwoods. Others turn brilliant yellows, like ginkgos, pomegranate, ash, and many maples. These plants are always in keeping anywhere in your garden, and they can be beautiful. Other plants develop their prime seasonal color over the winter, like purple winter creeper euonymus. Then you have plants that have coarse textured leaves and fine textured leaves. You can develop an entire landscape just using the texture of the leaves. Leaves are a lot of fun. Spectacular foliage. That's what we've talked about. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52, as it is Friday. We have to check the high school football report with Zach Taylor.
This week, we have not one but two crosstown showdowns going on. At College Station High, the 7-1 Cougars will host the 6-1 Bryan Vikings. Both teams sit at a perfect 5-0 in district play, and Cougars coach Steve Huff isn't dancing around the fact that tonight's game is for the championship.
The thing is, you don't hide about the fact that it is for the district championship. I mean, that part of it is, so to speak, what it is. And every week we talk about it just being a district game, and so this game does carry a lot of weight with it tonight.
On the other side of the field, Coach Ross Rogers says the Vikings and Cougars are very similar and that they have a lot of players with some varsity experience.
These guys have been coached their sophomore, junior, now their senior year by the same coaches because they were the varsity when they were sophomores. We feel like that we've got a lot of experience because guys that have played for a couple of years that are on our varsity, so we're pretty similar in that manner.
Kickoff is at 7:30 at Cougar Field. College Station broadcast begins at 7 on the all-new Maverick 102.7, and Brian coverage is at 7 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. On the other side of town, the 1-7 Rudder Rangers will be hosting the 3-5 Aiden Consolidated Tigers. On paper, the Rangers may look like the underdogs, but Coach Will Compton holds an edge in that he's faced the Tigers before.
I've gone against them the past 2 years while I was at Oak Ridge, and you know, we're all in the same district. Coach Cope and Coach Raffel, they do a great job with their offense and their, you know, kind of a play-action pass type team, more than what people know.
For Consol, Coach Dave Raffield, he says he doesn't want his Tigers getting caught in a trap against the Rangers.
It's the first time in the history that these two schools will have ever played each other. So there's something to be said. There's a value to this game, and we need to understand that value, because if not, you can get your world shattered.
Kickoff is at 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan. Rudder broadcast starts at 7 on Peace 107, and Consol coverage is at 7 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. After defeating Houston Fur 85-0 last week, the Navasota Rattlers will have a much tougher test tonight when they visit a fellow undefeated district team, the Wheatley Wildcats. Here's Coach Lee Fedora.
We got to go focus on Navasota, playing Navasota Rattler football. If we can win this game, it kind of puts us in the lead to win the district championship, and that's always our ultimate goal in the regular season.
Game time is at 7 o'clock, with pregame starting at 6:30 on Navasota News 1550. Rounding out area play, 6-2 Brazos Christian visits Beaumont Legacy Christian at 7, and 7-1 St. Joe's is in action tomorrow afternoon, visiting Bay Area Christian at 2 p.m. Remember, you can always follow your favorite teams anytime on BrazosFootball.com. And that's been your high school football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. We'll hop over to A&M football. After a week's sabbatical, Aggie football takes the field tomorrow against the Warhawks, and the coaches have said all the positions were open for competition to get the start, to the extent that A&M did not release a depth chart yesterday for the game. Well, Dallas Channel 11 and Gigham 24/7 reported that true freshman Kyle Allen will get the start over sophomore Kenny Hill, who started the first 8 games for A&M. As for the Warhawks of Louisiana Monroe, Coach Sumlin said a lot of the players know all about Kyle Field.
You know, they have a number of players from the state of Texas. I saw a stat where, you know, they, I don't know, besides a couple Big 12 schools, they're right up there with everybody, which means that they'll have a lot of guys here that have been to Kyle Field, either officially, unofficially, grew up knowing a lot about Texas A&M. They'll be excited to play Saturday afternoon. They'll have friends and family here playing two other SEC schools. They won't be intimidated by, you know, the atmosphere or by the teams.
Aggie football tomorrow. The Fan Zone broadcast starts live exclusively here on News Talk 1620 at 8 o'clock. Pregame at 10 with Dave and Dave, and the kickoff against ULM is at 11 here on 1620. Aggie soccer. On a night they highlighted all their seniors, 9 of them to be exact. 2 of Texas A&M's elder statesmen scored goals and gave the Aggies the 2-1 win over Georgia at Ellis Field and their second consecutive SEC regular season title. Here's head coach G. Guerreri.
Couldn't be prouder of my staff, but also especially of the players, because it's one thing to come out and win a championship. You know, we weren't picked to win this championship. We were not the favorites to win the SEC this season. So this team came out and said, you know, we're gonna find a way to get it done, and good for them, they did.
That's the 3rd conference title in as many years and 15th overall for A&M. A&M returns to action Wednesday for the quarterfinals in the SEC tournament in Orange Beach, Alabama. The Aggies will play the winner of the Georgia-Arkansas game. Texas A&M women's basketball team is ranked number 5 in the 2014-15 Associated Press preseason poll. That's the program's highest preseason ranking in history. In NCAA football, Louisville gave Florida State all they wanted and then some for 3.5 quarters, and the second-ranked Seminoles rallied for a 42-31 win over the Cardinals. Florida State overcame a 21-zip deficit for its 24th straight victory. Drew Brees threw for 1 touchdown and ran for another as the Saints defeated the Carolina Panthers last night, 28-10 in the NFL. In the NBA, Dirk Nowitzki scored 21 points, and the Mavericks hung 120 on the Utah Jazz and beat them 120-102. And finally, Cowboys running back Joseph Randall has been charged with misdemeanor theft after being accused of stealing cologne and underwear from a Dallas area department store. Randall is heard in the jailhouse video offering a booking officer money for a massage. The officer turned down that offer. Randall also asked if the arrest would be on the news. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Rick Hill, the voice of Olson Field at Bluebell Park in Texas Aggie Baseball. I'm also the Republican Party candidate for Brazos County, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3. During my 22 years in CSISD, including 14 years as a principal and assistant principal, I made a large number of decisions requiring common sense leading to compassionate, fair, and firm resolutions. This experience will help me effectively serve our community. I'd appreciate your vote for Rick Hill for Brazos County, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3. This ad paid for and approved by the Rick Hill for JP campaign, Paul Dorsett, Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Mike Sutherland, and I led the effort to move the Health Science Center next to Traditions. Without that, the BioCorridor would have never started, and thousands of potential jobs and millions in increased tax base would never have happened for Bryan. This move also saved the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. The majority on the council wanted to demolish the golf course and make room for the HSC. Elect a council member with a proven record of new ideas, creating jobs, and increasing the tax base. Vote Mike Sutherland.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland Treasurer.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They've got a deal going on with Lennox. Rebates up to $1,300 between now and the end of November. Check it out at Barker's Heating and Cooling. 74 today, kind of windy. Gusts up to 25 miles an hour out of the north. 40 for a low temperature tonight. 40. 65 tomorrow with a low tomorrow night of 41. 57 now. It's 7 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.